Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon. Bands on the beach tonight. Austin has a great forecast for it. We'll be talking to him about that. Also about that 5-day forecast down the line. Your week's looking good. And as we you know, Austin, I mentioned this to you months ago. You can pretty much copy the forecast because we're back in the summer pattern. Expect the pop-up showers. It's going to probably happen, you know. Nothing major, but it will happen. Anyway, that's some of the things we're also going to talk about this coming out. Also, we're going to talk about Mr. Matt Gaetz, soon to be a papa. We'll talk about
good
that
for him.
Along with three other stories that you really need to know about this hour. Here we go.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the extended Florida legislative session is over. The budget's passed, and the vendetta between Governor DeSantis and House Speaker Daniel Perez continues. On Monday, DeSantis bashed the additional 6 weeks of this year's session, saying it was totally unnecessary. He also promised to axe at least $500 million from the budget using his line item veto authority. Lawmakers wrapped up the session June 16th, 105 days after it started and 45 days after it was scheduled to end.
And a second of your top three stories this afternoon. Santa Rosa commissioners adopted updated rates for new and existing municipal service benefit units, or MSBUs, for street lighting, stormwater maintenance, road paving, and fire protection. Annual assessment rates for fire protection services will also feature across-the-board increases.
Okay, and here's your third story. ICE continues to deliver the single largest mass deportation program in history. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Offices are part of the 629 agreements nationwide between ICE and local law enforcement agencies, with Florida leading all states in the number of partnerships. Texas ranking number 2, Georgia number 3, North Carolina number 4, Alabama rounding out the top 5.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, well, an investigation continues after a deputy-involved shooting at a local Arby's restaurant last week. Three deputies remain on paid leave as FDLE investigates the circumstances. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons said that the deputies were looking for 38-year-old Daniel Hayes on serious charges, and that when deputies arrived at the Arby's, they encountered him in the parking lot, and he ran inside and behind the counter where he grabbed the large knife, and, of course, he was fired at after he made an aggressive step towards them.
413 News Radio 92.3. You know, I just mentioned that story about the ICE agencies here in Florida. Let me go across the state line, not far, just a few miles to the west of us. Gulf of America Homeland Security Task Force arresting 37 illegal immigrants. The arrest happened at a job site in that area. It was a construction site for the new Gulf Shores High School in Gulf Shores. That arrest happening just minutes ago.
All right. And some of the world's best golfers could be coming to Walton County. The PGA Tour proposed holding a tournament in Sandestin. County tourism officials aren't interested in helping with the funding, but the county commission voted last week to form a board to see if there are other ways to support the event.
Okay, this is a fun story. I thought I'd make it and put a smile on your face today. P&J's reporting this afternoon, former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz will soon be a daddy. Gates' wife, Ginger Lucky, announced that the couple was expecting their first child together in the post, which was shared along with a photo of the couple standing together, showing off her baby bump. Gaetz, if you remember, resigned from his role as a U.S. representative of Florida's 1st Congressional District after news broke that he was being considered as Trump's pick for U.S. Attorney General.
All right. And a 43-year-old woman has been sentenced to life in prison for the overdose death of her cellmate at Escambia County Jail back in 2022. Pamela Schwarz was sentenced on Friday. She was found guilty of murder resulting from distribution of a controlled substance, smuggling contraband into a detention facility, and tampering with evidence. The incident happened back in May of that year when officials say she had been remanded from drug court into the Escambia Jail and placed in a cell with a 52-year-old woman.
Okay, 415, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic. traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups developing here early on I-10. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 92 degrees right now. Low of 77. Going to be some slight rain chances tomorrow, especially in the latter half of your Wednesday, where the high will be 97 and the low will be 78. And now it's time for your history of the Blue Angels.
In 1953, the Blue Angels were scheduled to change over to a newer version of the F9F Panther, the F9F6 Cougar. They took delivery on August 4, 1953. While flying the new planes from New York to their home at Corpus Christi, Lieutenant Commander Ray Hawkins experienced a life-threatening malfunction at supersonic speed. The six planes were flying in a line abreast formation at 40,000 feet over Mississippi when Hawkins' plane suddenly went out of control. He was thrown down into a vertical loop, screaming towards Earth. Despite his best attempts to adjust the trim to recover, the plane dove deeper and faster. Centrifugal force was pulling him out of his seat, although the seatbelts and canopy prevented him from falling out. A glance at the instrument panel showed he was losing altitude quickly and was traveling well over the speed of sound. The tremendous G-forces prevented him from reaching the lever that would jettison the canopy and a moment later eject the pilot. Fortunately, he was able to reach the emergency lever that ejected the seat and pilot, albeit by blasting through the plastic canopy. He survived the ordeal with a few cuts and scratches and one cracked rib. He was the first Navy pilot to make an ejection at such high speeds and survive. Years later, Ray Hawkins became the chief of staff for the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation at NAS Pensacola. The problem with his plane was caused by a malfunction in the hydraulic valves that controlled the flying tail. The F9F6 Cougars never did find a home with the Blue Angels, and the 1953 season was completed with the F9F Panthers. In 1954, the Blue Angels welcomed its first Marine aviator, Captain Chuck Hite, to the team. Since then, it has been tradition to reserve at least one of the six pilot positions for a representative of the United States Marine Corps. Between the 1954 and 1955 seasons, the Blue Angels made the transition to another Grumman Cougar, the swept-wing F9F8. And at the beginning of the 55 season, the Blue Angels flew their Cougars to their new home base, Sherman Field, on board NAS Pensacola, where they've remained ever since. I'll be back with more after this.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Witness a change of command ceremony like you've never seen before. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. It is 4:21. Two men in the state of Florida here are accused of stealing money from people with special needs. Doesn't get much lower than this. Doing so by operating a fraudulent trust management nonprofit. Florida interim U.S. Attorney Greg Keough tells the reporters here that these men were able to continuously steal a lot of money.
Gavoni and Witek sent annual false accounting statements to their victims, promising that their money was in investments when in reality their money was already in Gavoni and Witek's pockets and their businesses.
Wow, what losers. And Ashley Moody celebrating what she calls a long overdue victory for American agriculture. Senator Moody applauded the Trump administration yesterday for terminating the 2019 tomato suspension agreement. The Florida Farm Bureau says the deal was meant to stop Mexican tomatoes with extremely high margins from being dumped in the U.S., but the FFB says it didn't work. Moody says terminating the agreement is essential to stopping foreign countries from injuring American farmers.
A new detention facility in South Florida, designed to house undocumented immigrants, was approved by the federal government on Monday. This is located in the heart of the Everglades and surrounded by predators. When I say predators, you know, like those big Burmese pythons,
right,
alligators, things, just little things like that. Well, it'll be located in the Everglades, and it has been named Alligator Alcatraz. For more on this, let's go to Sue Guzman down in Miami.
It's being dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, a detention center for illegal migrants, and is being built in the Florida Everglades on an unused airfield. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said Monday the facility will be funded in a large part by the federal government and will cost Florida $450 million a year to operate. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says they expect to have 5,000 beds in place by early July. He says the National Guard will be used to help run Alligator Alcatraz as they detain, deport, and remove illegal migrants from the country. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Very interesting. Despite repeated demands from President Trump to lower interest rates, well, the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who I'm talking about here, says it's not going to happen on his watch, at least not anytime soon. Here's Jenny Casola.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is continuing a wait-and-see attitude on whether to lower interest rates. In remarks to the House Financial Services Committee, Powell says despite uncertainty, the economy is in a solid position.
The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment. Inflation has come down a great deal, but has been running somewhat above our 2% longer-run objective.
He says there is still uncertainty about the path of inflation.
Respondents to surveys of consumers, businesses, and professional forecasters point to tariffs as the driving factor.
And Powell says it's too early to know what the economic implications of the Iran-Israel situation would be. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Yeah, some of the implications of those rates staying where they are. Mortgage rates have been affected. And today, they were slightly lower this afternoon, just before we came on air here. Still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.84%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.10%. Stocks ending up today. As oil prices tumble, Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks rallying on hopes that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran will lay the groundwork for a more permanent end to tensions in the Middle East. Today, Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave testimony to Congress on Capitol Hill and said that the central bank could cut rates sooner rather than later, but at the same time, it can afford to wait to see the impact of tariff-fueled inflation. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed higher, with tech and financials leading the charge, while energy lagged as oil prices continued to decline. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express and Salesforce, the Dow Decliners, Chevron, Apple, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow up 507 points, the Nasdaq higher by 282, S&P 500 up 67. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. When we last checked about 10 minutes ago, there wasn't too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect this hour. That appears to still be the case. We do have some backups developing on Highway 90. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards Floridatown Road in the Pace area. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just a heavy wave of congestion there. Same with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And also on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 92 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow going to be even warmer. High of 97, low of 78, with about a 40% chance of rainfall in the latter half of your Wednesday.
I don't know if you ever saw the movie Biloxi Blues. Matthew Broderick starred in it. Kid out of Brooklyn, New York. They sent him down as part of, he was in the Army down to, no, it was Air Force because he went to Keesler over in Biloxi. And his line throughout there was like, man, it's hot out here. Is it always hot like this?
Yeah.
You listen, folks, it is hot. A heat wave is making record temps in the Northeast a reality. Katie Byrne is in New York City with more hot temperatures.
We are burning up on the first week of summer thanks to a heat wave hitting much of the U.S. Here in New York, it's been a record breaker. Central Park hit a record high temperature previously set in 1888 during the peak of the heat wave Tuesday. Locals and tourists are feeling it, but some people say they still have to get to work. For food truck workers, it's a struggle. Gustavo Gutierrez says it feels like a sauna inside.
In here right now, it's probably 100, 110.
He says they're stocking four times the amount of water bottles they typically have to keep up with demand. As forecasters say, we should be feeling some relief on Thursday when the heat dome is expected to dissipate. In New York, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And an early intelligence assessment of the U.S. military strikes on Iran reportedly claims it did not completely destroy the country's nuclear program and likely set it back only by months. Multiple outlets are reporting about the highly classified document produced by the Defense Intelligence Agency and U.S. Central Command. The reports say the U.S. believes there was significant damage, but that was mostly to structures above ground. The White House has slammed that reporting, though, calling the alleged assessment flat-out wrong.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution for American travelers amid violence and uncertainty in the Middle East. Carnival Cruise Line CEO Josh Weinstein says his cruise line is prepared for situations just like this.
We have very robust processes in place, communications with governments all over the world, and we take action as we see fit to make sure that our crew, our guests are safe.
And also the State Department backing President Trump's direction in the Iran-Israel ceasefire. As he left the White House this morning, Trump used some salty language while saying he wasn't happy with either country continuing to trade fire. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said the good thing about the president is you never have to guess what he's thinking.
You know, sometimes you have to ask some of these elected officials whose side they're on.
Right.
Let me give you an example of what's going on now in Los Angeles. Fed officials confirm Los Angeles County leader. It is the Democratic Vice Mayor Cynthia Gonzalez. She is under investigation for allegedly calling for gangs to stand up to immigration enforcement agents.
Oh, my Lord.
Christian Goodwin has more for us.
Sources with the FBI tell Fox News the vice mayor of Cudahy, Cynthia Gonzalez, is under investigation for allegedly posting a video asking why gang members in L.A. County haven't been defending their territory against ICE.
So whoever's the leadership over there just can get your members in order.
Sources sharing a clip with Fox, they say Gonzalez later deleted, which references the 18th Street and Florencia 13 gangs. The FBI's LA field office not publicly confirming or denying the investigation, but says it condemns any call for gang violence. Gonzalez was among more than 20 elected officials in Southern California who joined LA Mayor Karen Bass in calling for an end to the immigration raids. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right. And Speaker Mike Johnson asserting that the War Powers Act is unconstitutional. The War Powers Act is a 1973 law designed to limit a president's authority to wage unilateral war. And Johnson says he's persuaded by the argument of the act itself being unconstitutional. The Speaker of the House is pushing back against lawmakers in both parties who are invoking the law to block President Trump from further military action in Iran.
News Radio 92.3, an active investigation underway into former President Biden's alleged cognitive decline while in office. Yeah, there's a lot of questions being asked here. Here's Rich Edson. He's in the O'Neill Building in Washington.
The House Oversight Committee is interviewing Neera Tanden about President Biden's condition and whether these allegations of a cover-up by White House official are accurate. She arrived here at this House office building for her closed-door session. She refused to answer our questions about whether Biden officials tried shielding the president. Committee Chairman James Comer says his staff is putting a lot of time into this investigation.
I think the American people want to know. I think there's a huge level of curiosity in the press corps with respect to who was actually calling the shots in the Biden administration.
Tanden is the first of several voluntary interviews before this committee. Former aides Anthony Bernal, Ashley Williams, and Annie Tomasini are also scheduled to appear over the next few weeks.
Okay, National Hurricane Center forecasters continue to monitor a disorganized system. This is east of Bermuda. The system, now known as Tropical Storm Andrea, it's moving away from the U.S. and out of the open into the central Atlantic. Forecasters also confirming don't expect any tropical activity in the Gulf of America.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. President Trump had a phone call with his Israeli counterpart as he tries to maintain a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
I'm told by a White House official President Trump wants peace, and that is why he phoned Benjamin Netanyahu to tell him that Saturday's strikes on nuclear facilities in Iran would be it. No more offensive American strikes inside of Iran. I am told that that call was exceptionally firm.
The Democratic primary for New York mayor is today, with former Governor Andrew Cuomo among the candidates.
Early voting turnout was quite high. More than 384,000 New Yorkers voted early, which is actually double what we saw back in 2021. Cuomo, of course, is trying to mount a political comeback. His biggest challenger is a Democratic socialist, 33-year-old state lawmaker Zoran Mamdani.
It's Fox's Nate Foy. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Kristen Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the extended Florida legislative session is over. The budget is passed, yet the vendetta between Governor Ron DeSantis and House Speaker Daniel Perez continues. On Monday, DeSantis bashed the additional 6 weeks of this year's session, saying that it wasn't necessary. He also promised to axe at least $500 million from the budget using his line item veto authority. Lawmakers wrapped up the session June 16th. That was 105 days after it started and 45 days after it was scheduled to end.
Yeah, absolutely right. Here's story number two this afternoon. Santa Rosa commissioners adopted adopted updated rates for new and existing municipal service benefit units, or we better know them as MSBUs, for street lighting, stormwater maintenance, road paving, fire protection. Annual assessment rates for fire protection services will also feature across-the-board increases.
All right, your third top three-story today. ICE continues to deliver the single largest mass deportation program in history. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Offices are part of the 629 agreements nationwide between ICE and local law enforcement agencies, with Florida leading all states in number of partnerships. Texas ranks number 2, Georgia number 3, North Carolina number 4, and Alabama rounding out at number 5.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, an investigation continues after a deputy involved a shooting at a local Arby's restaurant last week. 3 deputies remain on paid leave as FDLE investigates the circumstances. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says the deputies were looking for 38-year-old Daniel Hayes on serious charges.
Well, it stemmed from an incident that took place on the 13th, I believe, in which the suspect and was, in this case, was alleged to have committed domestic violence, strangulation, held a screwdriver to the throat of the victim.
Very serious charges.
And so we had warrants. There were warrants on our books for this individual.
Well, FDLE is investigating and will submit their findings to the state attorney's office. Simmons says his office is also investigating and will decide when the deputies involved return back to duty.
All right, and Gulf Shores police arrested 32-year-old Brendan Tyler Smith for voyeurism after his coworker at Hangout Hospitality discovered a GoPro camera in a bathroom at their warehouse. The worker had found footage showing not just herself, but also another victim. The incident was reported to Human Resources in April and later to the police.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Sports update.
And Taylor hits it on the ground, bounces out to Albies, and the Braves have beaten the Mets 4 in a row as they hang on for a 3-2 win. And they drop the Mets to their 9th loss in their last 10 games as the Mets start the homestand with a 1-run defeat.
On WPIX, the Braves beat the Mets 3-2. Atlanta starting pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach threw 7 innings for the victory. Atlanta has won 5 of 7. The Mets dropped a game and a half behind first place Philadelphia, which was off Monday. St. Louis Cardinals won for the 6th time in 7 games, beat the NL Central leading Cubs 8-2. To get within 3.5 games of the division leaders. Cal Raleigh hit his major league leading 32nd home run in the Mariners 11-2 toppling of the Twins. Raleigh leads the majors by 4 home runs over the Yankees' Aaron Judge, who hit his 28th home run Monday. The only run of the Yankees' 6-1 loss to Cincinnati, which got a home run, a triple, and a double from Ellie De La Cruz. The Rangers scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning, beat the Red Sox 9-5. Orioles starting pitcher Jackson Holliday threw 8 shutout innings, allowed only 3 singles to the Rangers. Baltimore blanked Texas 6-0. The Diamondbacks shut out the White Sox 10-0. Pavin Smith hit a pair of home runs for Arizona, who got 10 strikeouts from starter Eduardo Rodriguez. The Pirates snapped the Brewers' win streak at 4 games. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa tripled in the go-ahead run of the 6th inning of a 5-4 win for Pittsburgh. The Nationals beat the Padres 10-6. NBA trade. ESPN reports the Celtics are dealing Drew Holiday back to the Portland Trailblazers for Anthony Simmons and 2 second-round draft picks. Soccer. Inter Miami, the only team from Major League Soccer to advance to the knockout stage of the Club World Cup. Inter Miami scored a 2-2 draw against Palmeiras last night to set up a round of 16 matchup against European champ Paris Saint-Germain. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And longtime NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers is pretty sure he'll retire after this season. Rodgers signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers earlier this month, and he made the comment on ESPN's Pat McAfee show earlier today. The multi-time Pro Bowler is entering his 21st season after spending the last 2 years with the New York Jets.
All right, well, we're talking football here. The football world is mourning the loss of a former player. Jared Max has more on the report.
Former San Jose State wide receiver Chandler Jones was killed Sunday morning. Jones was a pedestrian struck by a vehicle on Freeway 90 in Los Angeles near an off-ramp. Chandler Jones was 33. He's the only player at San Jose State who caught at least 50 passes in all 4 seasons. When he left the Spartans, he was the school's all-time leader in touchdown catches with 31 and receptions with 248.
Following school, Jones spent a brief time in the NFL with the Browns, the Colts, and the Buccaneers before he went to play in the Canadian Football League for the Montreal Alouettes, for whom he also coached the defensive backs in 2023 and 24, helped the team win the Grey Cup. Jones also worked as a graduate assistant at his alma mater, San Jose State. He starred at Bishop Montgomery High School. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Caitlin Clark's new basketballs are now on store shelves. The four new signature balls were released Monday from Wilson. That's the official ball manufacturer of the NBA and WNBA. Clark's first ball sold out in minutes last fall. Of course, she's very popular, but she's also having a standout season with the Indiana Fever right now.
Okay, let's talk Indiana, why don't we? You're talking Fever here?
Why not?
I'll talk Pacers. Why not? Exactly, why not? Well, Pacers player Tyrese Haliburton could be out of commission for quite a while. Pretty serious injury here. Joe Morgan has the latest update.
The Pacers' worst fears were confirmed on Monday. Indiana star Tyrese Haliburton has a torn right Achilles tendon, which means he could miss all of next season, though the team did not provide a recovery timeline. Haliburton suffered the injury with just under 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter of Game 7 of the NBA Finals, as the Thunder went on to win the title. Haliburton had been playing through a calf strain after going on an epic run during the postseason. The star guard hit a tying or game-winning shot in the final seconds of all four rounds, the first player to do so in a single playoffs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Over the weekend, John Jones retired. Jones was never knocked out, was never submitted, and never lost by decision. The only loss of his illustrious career was by disqualification. If the fight being offered to John, though, was Alex Pereira, he wouldn't have retired. Instead, Tom Aspinall is the fight being offered, including by retiring, Jones is ducking Aspinall because John thought there was a chance he could finally get a true loss in his resume to end his career by fighting Tom. And that's the real reason why this fight won't happen. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz detail reforms insurance providers have agreed to in order to fix what they call a broken prior authorization system. Kristen Goodwin has more on the story.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. revealing insurers, including Aetna and Kaiser Permanente, have agreed to 6 key reforms when it comes to the pre-authorization process, including honoring existing authorizations during insurance transitions.
What we ultimately want to do during this administration, which is to begin the transition to outcome-based care, to value-based care.
Also, to standardize electronic prior authorization submissions.
The administration has made it clear we're not going to tolerate it anymore. So either you fix it or we're going to fix it. And I think they wisely have decided that they should fix it.
CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz noting there's legislation pending that aims to expand these changes. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And researchers in Seattle have found a possible link between a gene mutation and sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS. The Aaron Matthew SIDS Research Guild included researchers from Seattle Children's Research Institute and data scientists at Microsoft. They examined genes from 144 children who died sudden unexplained deaths. The gene variant was also found in people who suffered sudden deaths for other reasons, including cardiac arrest. The gene variant doesn't mean a child will die from SIDS, only that they may be prone to a sudden death.
All right, this is News Radio 92.3. The federal government is studying the health effects following the East Palestine train derailment that spilled toxic chemicals into the environment. Here's the latest in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health,
The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, announces it will fund $10 million in long-term health studies after the East Palestine, Ohio train disaster. The government funding comes more than 2 years after the train derailment that released more than 1 million pounds of hazardous chemicals into the soil, air, and water. Several train cars burned for more than 2 days, leading to air pollution and environmental damage. Residents have reported health issues, including respiratory problems, post-traumatic stress, and some causes of cancer. The new funding will take a more in-depth look at possible long-term impacts. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. Okay, let's have it.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We do have an accident reported on I-10. We already had congestion if you were traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but now it looks like we've got even more if you are traveling eastbound passing Highway 29. That's where the crash was reported just east of that, causing a heavy wave of congestion there. So once again, try to look out for that area. Also have some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 92 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow may have some rainfall chances in the latter half of your Wednesday, high of 97, low of 75.
Well, the second day of a heat dome over the eastern part of the U.S. and a flash flood threat for parts of the Midwest, kind of take center stage this afternoon. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast on News Radio 92.3.
The extremely dangerous heat continues across the eastern half of the country, including the northeast coast, where temperatures are breaking century-old records for the month of June. People are urged to limit their time outdoors, especially those who are susceptible to heat-related illnesses. This will be the hottest day for most, and then things ease up as a cold front pushes through on Wednesday. Meantime, strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding will be possible for portions of the Front Range of the Rockies to the plains and sections of the Midwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
447 News Radio 92.3. National Hurricane Center forecasters continue to monitor a disorganized system east of Bermuda. And that organized or disorganized system now has a name. First name, tropical cyclone of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed. And the name is Andrea. And here's Eben Brown.
Tropical storm Andrea has formed out in the open Atlantic Ocean, some 1,200 miles west of the Azores. Andrea is not expected to impact any landmass, and there are no watches or warnings posted anywhere, though cyclones at sea do pose risks for international shipping. It is expected to weaken by tomorrow morning. Andrea is the first Atlantic-named storm in a season predicted to be very active. In the Pacific, there have been already five named storms, two of which grew into hurricanes. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Tesla was contacted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration yesterday after videos posted to social media reportedly showed the company's robo-taxis driving in a chaotic manner on the public roads of Austin, Texas. Shares of Tesla are currently down slightly in after-hours trading. Meanwhile, Ford Motor is recalling more than 197,000 2021 through 2025 Mustang Mach-E vehicles over an issue with door latches that could trap passengers inside. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this could result in serious injury. Real estate firm Compass is suing Zillow, alleging the online property listing website is violating antitrust laws with a rule that bans home listings from its platform if they appear on any other service for more than 24 hours before being posted to Zillow. Crude oil futures for August above 65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right, 448 News Radio 92.3. Fresh donuts are going away at a fast food giant. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Here's Jenny Casola.
The Krispy Kreme McDonald's partnership is ending July 2nd. The donut maker says it cost too much to supply donuts to McDonald's. The goal was to deliver fresh donuts to McDonald's across the U.S. The rollout revealed last year had expanded to 2,400 locations. It was a small part of the McDonald's breakfast business, though its executives say Krispy Kreme delivered a great high-quality product and it met expectations. It needed to be profitable for Krispy Kreme as well. Krispy Kreme says it will make its donuts available in more high-volume retail locations. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And the U.S. gained an average of 1,000 new millionaires a day in 2024. Must be nice.
I wasn't one of them.
Yeah, we're not part of that statistic. Newly released data from investment bank UBS shows the U.S. had the fastest growth of millionaires of any nation. China came in second, adding nearly 400 a day on average last year. According to the bank's global wealth report in 2025, real estate values were the largest single driver of wealth growth worldwide.
All right. More small towns of the U.S. are about to receive fast delivery from Amazon. Jenny's back with a new story.
Amazon is expanding same-day and next-day delivery to an additional 4,000 smaller cities, towns, and rural communities by the end of the year. It will invest $4 billion to triple the size of its delivery network by the end of 2026. Prime members will have access to unlimited free same-day delivery when spending more than $25 at checkout. Doug Harrington, CEO of Worldwide Amazon Stores, says Amazon will offer a large selection of everyday essentials. Amazon says for each new facility it opens, the company creates an average of 170 jobs, plus additional jobs through driving opportunities. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And Americans aren't feeling great about the economy. The consumer confidence reading dropped after sharply rising in May. Most economists had forecast the June index increasing. Conference board analysts say the numbers suggest a consumer still anticipate a recession sometime later this year.
Well, let me just kind of piggyback on your wonderful positive news there.
I'll take your buzzkill and raise you what, Chris?
That's exactly right. Home sales slump in the U.S. continues. Last month was the slowest May for existing home sales since 2009. The key challenge is affordability, with median home prices up, get this number, up 52%. The condominium market is especially rough for sellers. Sales in May were down over 10%, with 83% more condo sellers than buyers in that market. For all housing types, the year-over-year price growth was the slowest pace since June 2023.
Wow, all right. Just about 4:52 here, knocking on the door of that. Well, we'll take one last quick break. Well, you're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll come back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes slash some frivolous topics to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this Tuesday afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now.
Chris and Austin.
The best day, it's the best day ever. The best day ever.
Kind of repetitive there.
News Radio 92.3, 4:55. Kind of sliding by on this Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, Bands on the Beach. Getting underway 7 o'clock over on the island. And I was just noticing all of our Cat Country people here getting ready to load the trucks up and head over. Yeah, look for the folks in the yellow.
It's going to be steamy out there. My goodness.
Cannot miss them. It should be a great night, though.
Yeah. Good music. Just a lot of heat.
And your weather. We're going to check in with Austin. Of course, Austin Price in now. He is looking at your weather and traffic situation on this Tuesday afternoon.
I sure am. Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, there's just been a few spots of note. The main one that we had been dealing with was I-10 eastbound. If you were traveling past Highway 29, we did have an accident reported causing a wave of congestion. You will still encounter that wave as you're approaching Highway 29, but it's not too bad. Hopefully should die down soon. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 92 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow, I was just talking about the heat. It's going to be pretty warm. High of 97, low of 75, and in the latter half of your Wednesday, may get some rainfall chances as well.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, the drama continues for one of rock and roll's most famous bands ahead of a farewell tour. Who, you say? You got it.
The Who's Pete Townsend is speaking out about the band's split with longtime drummer Zach Starkey, calling it a mess and adding that he will miss Zach terribly. The back and forth began in April when Townsend and the Who frontman, Roger Daltrey, made a collective decision to part ways with Starkey, who is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr. He joined again days later, only to part ways another time. Starkey eventually reacted online, saying he hadn't been fired, but had instead retired to work on my own projects. Starkey telling Rolling Stone, despite the drama, he would return to the Who if asked. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And a Southern California assembly member says he's being silenced for happy birthday wishes. San Diego Republican Carl DeMeo was at the assembly discussing what he says is controversial language in the LGBT Pride resolution, but Long Beach Democrat Josh Lowenthal interrupted DeMeo three times to wish other members a happy birthday before finally being called out of order. DeMeo says the Democrats continue to try and bully him for speaking out for his constituents. Lowenthal's office has declined to comment.
4:57 News Radio 92.3. Now you see why I live in Florida and not in California.
A lot of frivolous stuff there, yeah.
Crazy.
Kind of petty.
Yep, really is. What amounts to a decent salary in 2025?
I'd love to know.
A lot of folks say anything under six figures. Ouch! Isn't enough.
Yeah. My goodness.
Can you believe this is the thought process? Here's Tom Bergotti.
A new survey from Bankrate reveals nearly half of Americans say they need to earn at least $100,000 annually to feel financially secure, with over a quarter believing they need $150,000 or more. 77% say they do not feel completely financially secure, up 3 points from 2024. One in four adults also say they need $1 million annually to feel rich, and 45% believe the American dream is no longer attainable. 56% of Americans say they need more than they're currently earning to live comfortably. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And today is National Take Back Lunch Break Day. And that's not to be confused with National Make Lunch Count Day, which was back in April. Polling from Gallup reveals only about one in three employees say they're fully engaged at work, which takes a toll on productivity. One way to boost engagement levels, though, and overall job satisfaction is as simple as taking lunch breaks. So hopefully most of us were able to take lunch breaks today. You and I were. Hopefully that applies to everybody else.
Absolutely. So share the wealth, right?
Don't you feel so productive right now?
I am productive right now.
Look at us.
I'm very productive right now. Hey, listen, it was the late 60s, early 70s. The guy's name was Bobby Sherman. I know a lot of you boomers out there know who I'm talking about. 60s teen idol. You know all this, the story here. But he became a real-life hero from being a recording star or movie star or whatever. He really stepped up and did something productive. Here's Michelle Polino.
Bobby Sherman, a 60s teen idol, has died after a battle with cancer. He was 81. His wife, Bridget Poublon, confirmed he passed Tuesday after a battle with stage 4 kidney cancer. She said in a statement written with a family friend, John Stamos, "Bobby left the world holding my hand," adding he was brave, gentle, and full of light. Sherman rose to fame on ABC's Here Comes the Brides and scored hit singles like Little Women and Julie, Do You Love Me? But in the mid-70s, he left Hollywood to serve, becoming an EMT and technical reserve officer for the LAPD. He also co-founded a nonprofit in Ghana that provides food, education, and music programs for children. He's survived by his wife, two sons, and six grandchildren. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, we've been talking about this. Summer concert series, Bands on the Beach, returns tonight with Goldmine. Curtain rises at the Casino Beach Pavilion at 7 o'clock. Bring your beach chair and blankets, leave the pets and glass at home. Have a great night tonight, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.